Hello, and welcome to This Might Be The News. My name is Rory, and this week I'm joined by my friend Sophie.
Hi.
And my friend Abby.
Hello.
And it's another sort of ear pervert special, as we're not in the same room this week,
no,
are we?
We're not. And actually, you're on your own there. It's me and Abby together.
I know, this creates a strange dynamic. I don't know, I feel like I'm Skyping distant relatives, but you're just in Wales, aren't you?
We're just in Wales, yeah.
I feel like we phoned up Radio 1. You look like a little DJ.
You do look like headphones. A little DJ.
I thought why little?
Or like that one from Recess. What was the JC from Recess? Do you ever watch Recess?
I don't know. Isn't it a cartoon?
I don't think we had the Disney Channel.
Did you not?
No, we're underprivileged.
Oh, yeah. That girl with the hat and the plaits was sassy.
Yeah, she was cool.
Right, well, okay. Well,
anyway, we digress.
Digressing already. So for the listener's benefit, I might look like the little kid from Recess. So that's good. So are you both ready to discuss a week in news and politics?
Well, no, like, I'm absolutely not ready, which is actually why we've stalled the starting of this. But it's fine, I'm going with it. Abby's given me a bit of a kick up the bum, and fairly so, because I'm being a diva.
You've got places to be, so I'm not in Cardiff often.
But yes, Rory, I'm so ready. Let's do this.
Okay, great. You've set your stall out. There's only one way to start, and that's with the facts.
Facts.
The facts. So, it's been a big week for Trump. We've got multiple Trump stories to talk about. I've got a list. So if you may or may not know about everything on my list, but we'll find out. I mean, it's been such a busy week, we're not even going to talk about the fact that Kim Jong-un has announced that he can now hit all of the US with his ballistic missiles.
Jesus, I mean, Christ.
Stop it. I miss that.
That's a big thing to miss, isn't it?
That's the kind of week that we're having.
All you've had is Trump going, no collusion, no collusion.
Okay, so I can see you've watched the most recent.
I've watched the one video.
You've watched the most recent.
That's quite a good impression, though.
Do it again.
No collusion, no collusion. I am happy to say there is no collusion.
Sounds like a broken robot. Like one of those toys that gets its catchphrases stuck. But that is Trump, I guess. We're going to go through a couple of Trump stories. We're going to start with how he opened the week, which was with some retweets, Abby.
Absolutely. Well, retweets and just the wrong Theresa May. So basically, Trump retweeted a Britain First video. Which to me is probably the worst thing you can do.
You did a really nice analogy before.
Okay, I don't know if this is too extreme, but from my perspective, it's like someone from Britain. It's like Theresa May retweeting a Ku Klux Klan video. Like, that's how I feel about it.
I think like Britain First hasn't got like the same history of violence and acts as.
Which is ironic, really, because Britain usually has all the history, doesn't it?
So
they're relatively new on the whole racist thing, you know?
And did you see what the tweets were?
Yes, so there was... it's actually fake news, guys. So
is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
So Britain First said it was a Muslim migrant beating up a guy on crutches. But it wasn't a Muslim migrant. It was someone with mental health difficulties. Not that I'm excusing the behaviour, but the headline was wrong. Not a migrant. So
that's mental, isn't it?
Fake news. Trump retweets it. Sorry, there was
three, wasn't it? There was Muslim migrant beats up Dutch boy on crutches. Muslim destroys a statue of Virgin Mary. And Islamist mob pushes teenage boy off roof and beats him to death. So I feel, it does feel fake newsy, doesn't it? When you say it out loud.
Fake
newsy. Well, it's funny, isn't it? Because I really can't get a grapple on fake news. And how the hell, like, I know that in schools, aren't they teaching children how to spot fake news? And things like that.
Is that fake news?
Maybe it's in the curriculum, or is it?
So Trump retweets these tweets or whatever, these videos, or fake videos. And then what happened, Abby?
And then Theresa May, for once, stands up to Trump. Like, I'm absolutely delighted about it, to be honest, because she was looking a bit spineless for a while. Now she's had an opinion. So faced a very valid point, which is that we are going to have a Brexit, so maybe we need all the friends we can get right now.
Oh, no, but that was awful. I feel a bit awful for saying that, though, because that's not very, like, coming together for the cause. That's a bit sheepish of me to say that. But, like, what did she say back?
She was basically like, it's not right that you are retweeting Britain First. Like, this is not...
Did she say it like that? Like, no, it's not right?
No, well, I can't remember.
She's just trying to enjoy a trip to the Middle East. She was, like, in Iraq or Jordan or something.
Not
trying
Egypt.
To, yeah,
not the Red Sea.
her favourite holiday...
She's up the Nile. Why would have I been stopped?
I love that you're trying to come in with insights. It's just like places near the Middle East.
I'm thinking of like nice places near the Middle East that are like holiday destinations.
Oh, she was there for work very much. She was on a. She wasn't.
Why not make work mix work and pleasure, Teresa?
She wasn't there for a bit of winter sun. So she's there on a trip, and it kind of marred the whole trip because she reacted to this. And yeah, she said it was the wrong thing for the president to have. It was wrong for the president to have done this.
Yeah, well, it massive, and it is because why is he retweeting like fake news?
Regardless of where it's come from, like, let's just forget the fact it's Britain First for a second. It's fake news, and he's got a responsibility to be checking the legitimacy of
his
tweets. But he doesn't really care about lying anyway, does he?
No.
So, you know,
what do you know about fake news though? Because I don't. Like, do you know much about fake news?
Well, disclosure. I work in social media, so it's like a...
Drop that in.
Yeah. No, it's actually really interesting, because I'm like, yeah.
No, it's very, very top of mind for me, because I think, let's just take a step back, because Sophie actually was talking about some of the views that I expressed a couple of weeks ago.
Let's not get into it, but yeah.
When we were having the chat about how social media was being used for the hashtag MeToo movement, and obviously that's incredibly positive, but I was highlighting some of the dangers there. Essentially, I just feel like people have such responsibility in what they share, on social media, and it's becoming increasingly hard for publishers to keep a grip on what's being shared in a responsible way. So when you've got the President of the United States tweeting rubbish, that's a problem.
Yeah, that is a problem. But also, what was it, can we say of that fact you said about there's some people in some jobs that stop people from... Is that not allowed to
maybe
be said?
Maybe not allowed to
not
say.
Not allowed to say that. Anyway, there's something really interesting that I would tell anyone, maybe if they come to the pub quiz.
Yes.
Oh, is this the first advert for our...
That is the first advert for our Christmas pub quiz.
That Sophie and I are hosting. If anyone would like some lols in real life, we're at the Seabright Arms, or the Sebright Arms, depending on how you say it. Next Sunday. We haven't got a plan, much like with this podcast, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
So but back to the tweeting. So Donald Trump then sort of got pretty annoyed at Theresa May for getting involved, and was kind of like, Theresa May, you've got your own problems. But the thing that was really funny was he tweeted the wrong Theresa May.
Did he?
Theresa tweeted from Bognor.
Oh no, with her six followers. Theresa with her
Did
six
he
followers.
Actually?
She was really minding her own business. She wasn't even in the Middle East. She was just really trying to lay low. Next,
she
you know,
was just in Butlins.
There was a Twitter storm on her handle. He quickly rectified the situation, tweeted at the right Theresa, and is basically saying, your country's in crisis, mind your own business. I'm just trying to fight radical Islam. That's his top job. And,
God.
And yeah,
he's vile, isn't he?
Yeah, so that was story one, and fairly ridiculous. That's enough to fill a podcast with. But number two, Michael Flynn. Are you familiar with the work of Michael Flynn?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, me and Mickey Fee.
Oh, Mickey Flynn. Mickey F.
Yeah.
The
Mickey Flynn. The
Mickey Flipper.
Mickey Flipper. So he's been. What does he do? Interesting. What does he do? He is part of the Trump campaign. I feel like I'm in a test now, but
I don't want to feel like you're on the spot. But so he's Trump's former national security advisor. He was crucial during the presidency campaign for Trump. He was actually did you know he was originally in Obama's team?
Was he?
Yeah,
he's
an Obama defector. He moved over to the Trumps at some point.
More career advancement there, or not so much as it seems to have worked out for old Mickey F.
Yeah, and so
basically, there's been a massive investigation that's been going on for a while. James Comey was head of it, and then he got fired, didn't he? And I forgot about this. Why did he get fired?
So why did Comey get fired?
Yeah,
Trump said he was. I'm doing everyone a favor. Comey, I think it was for Hillary, actually. I think for getting too involved in, like, because do you remember Comey released all that information on Hillary and it kind of swung the election? Trump said he shouldn't have done that.
Was that Comey that did that?
Yeah, Comey did that. So Comey's not great either.
No. So then now Robert Mueller's taken on an investigation.
Right.
Into basically Russia. He's a rival what, sorry?
What, a rival investigation to Comey's, is it? Or?
Oh, is it? No, he's taken over it from Comey.
Oh, right, okay.
I think that could be fake news.
Comey's gone to Egypt.
Has he? With Theresa to sign it up on the Nile.
For a 2-week all inclusive.
And we'll have our bread our breakfast in our room, thank you.
So Mueller's running the show, and what's happened?
Robert Mueller's taken over the investigation, and the investigation is into Russia and Trump's campaign and what collusions there might be between the two of them. And basically, he has turned around, Michael Flynn, and pled guilty to colluding, or not collude, basically talking with Russia about the US sanction against Russia. I think it was like in December last year, he discussed the US sanction against Russia and basically what he can do in the Middle East. Now we get into a world where I don't know as much about.
Right. I can tag in if you want. So Michael Flynn has admitted this week to lying to the FBI about everything he said up until this point involving the Russians. I think we all knew he'd been meeting with the Russian ambassador to the US, but he's now said, I was lying. When I gave you answers about what happened in those conversations, I was lying. And so this is huge, because this is someone in like Trump's inner circle who's lied to the FBI. It comes with a possible 5-year sentence, which isn't great for someone that was so high up. He lasted a month in the Trump administration, let's be clear, before being fired by Trump. But what this means is he's basically been given a bit of a deal, we think. Well, we think, as if I'm involved. we, the media. the wider media is basically, they believe that Flynn has the dirt on someone super senior. Because he has said other people knew about these conversations, including someone very senior, one very senior member of the Trump leadership, which some are speculating could be Trump himself, others are saying it's Pence, others are saying it's Michael Bannon, but the most likely person people are speculating about is Jared Kushner, who is Trump's son-in-law.
Who's he married to?
Ivanka.
Ivanka.
Oh my goodness. It's like a soap opera these days.
Do you know what? It's like a soap opera,
yeah. There's a lot going on, yeah. And so Jared was the first person to sort of say to Michael Flynn, oh, we should maybe chat to these Russians about our campaign. And so everyone's sort of getting a bit excited that, I don't know, if it gets to the level where Jared Kushner is getting...
Does he sound like Harry Kushner, or is that me?
I'm thinking of Ashton Kutcher, aren't
I? Because I'm thinking everything other than his name. Harry Kushner's in the firing line now.
Harry Kushner's could be next in the firing line. Trump's finally spoken out about it today, and I think that's where your video comes in. So,
no collusion.
he would say absolutely no collusion. So he's basically said that's what it means. He everything that's been found out so far has proven that Trump is right and that there has been no collusion with the Russians. But really, we don't know anything yet about what's going on.
There has been collusion with the Russians. That's what Michael Flynn coming forward has said, right?
Well, no, he's just said he lied. So we don't know what else he's admitted to, but we just know that he's lied to the FBI when he said there was no collusion. So
there was collusion. That would mean that there was collusion.
It definitely opens
it's very colluding.
It opens the option up for there to have been collusion.
But like the opposite of no collusion is collusion. So why is that not like really simple?
We need to send you over there, don't we?
My dad did used to say I should be a lawyer. Instead, I did drama.
Speak to Trump in his own language and just have Sophie saying...
I'd just like take it apart. You say no collusion. Now, someone has admitted to no collusion to... I can't even do it myself.
Right, you've confused him, right? Don't put Sophie on the plane. She's going nowhere. Keep going. So that's been going on. I don't know where that's going to go. And then the third thing is tax cuts. Are you aware of what's been going on there?
Well, I know in the video I watched, he was like, very happy about the tax cuts. This is the biggest reform we've had in the history of the whatever.
Since 1986.
He made it sound like it was forever.
Fake news again, guys. Okay, 1986. He's a nightmare. According to The Guardian.
Does he look like a marshmallow?
Trump.
Yeah.
Also, well, he really does.
The inside of that dog's ear. Did you see that go viral?
No, what was that?
Oh, incredible. There's a dog and the inside of its ear is literally Donald Trump. I'll send it to you. Well worth a Google. Sorry.
Please send it to everyone. We all need to see that. Trump gave a speech about this today, in which I think so where some of this is coming from. He used some really big phrases. He said, everything is at an all-time high.
I can't be used everything. Three-syllable word. Everything. Wow.
Everything is at an all-time high. No one can prove that or disprove that. He said, we're going to grow the country. I assume not physically, but who knows. And we're going to grow the jobs. And this is all in relation to...
We're going to grow the country and grow the jobs.
We're going to grow it all out of the ground. So this all comes out of what some are believing will be Trump's first big piece of significant legislation. This is passed through the Senate, or the first round of the Senate, 51-49. No Democrats voted for it.
Right.
Which Trump said is bad politically, because who wouldn't want to vote for tax cuts? That's all he said. They just sound nice, don't they?
But they do, and this sounds like the more sensible of Trump's kind of aims within his presidency. You know, apart from the wall and, you know, getting rid of Muslims and...
It's just quite standard behaviour, isn't it?
Tax cuts.
Yeah,
it's definitely one of the less scary things that he sort of got his hands on.
Going through, isn't it?
Yeah, because let's let him meddle with the economy, because that won't...
But also, we say tax cuts, he's probably, instead of just going to cut it a little bit, he'll cut it a lot. He'll be like, right, there's free money stations for everyone. We're going to take money from here and we're going to give money stations, like those little fridges they tried to do in villages around England, you know?
What did they try and do with fridges in little
England? They might still be doing food banks. So you put in old vegetables or funny looking vegetables. Put your wonky veg in there. And the supermarkets are allowed to do it because obviously, like, you can't feed homeless people old food is like the rule now, supposedly.
the bastards.
No, but it's so annoying. Like when you've got a wastage of food, where I work, there's loads of wastage of food. They could just feed that to homeless people. They can't because one homeless person probably got like salmonella one time.
The country isn't what it was. We used to be able to feed all the old people whatever we liked.
Old people are different.
Bit of old veg, some gone off fish, you know.
Old people are different. They're in homes, but you know, the people that are like on the street, on the bread line, say the bucket line, the bread line.
Yeah, can't even give them bread on the bread line now.
But anyway, Trump will have money stations soon. Before you know it, you wait.
So he's come out and said this is huge. It's the biggest tax cuts in 30 years. So I think that. adds up with 86. And he's saying it's going to benefit working families, but some, well, most of...
Like himself.
Well, but the press are saying, from looking at it, it's mainly going to benefit the rich and be a corporation tax big win. Like, as in, it's just going to be a massive sort of win for big companies and rich people, not the working class of America.
This makes me all sad.
So it is kind of sad and worrying that this is sort of one of the less alarming things that he's up to.
Yeah.
But it's a positive story for him, and this will be his first sort of... You know, when you think of Obama, you think of Obamacare and...
It's really funny, though, isn't it, how much we liked Obama. We wanted Obama to do well. And we were like, we celebrated when he celebrated. But when you see the marshmallow walking around saying stuff like not even just saying stuff, saying the same thing over and over again in like a 30-second video.
Yeah.
Like, you could just... Even if he used other words, he just uses the same words. And it's almost like he's trying to make himself believe it.
I think, yeah, he's delirious with power and doesn't even pay attention to what's coming out of his mouth anymore.
No, he doesn't care. But who can stop him? Do you think he'll get assassinated?
I mean,
you don't want to say that. Is that bad? I shouldn't say that, should I?
You're going to get the backlash from our Texas listeners. No, I think, I don't know, but we all get one wish at Christmas time every year, so use it however you
and
want.
And we've got birthday wishes as well, Rory, which we could also use.
We do, for any listeners.
I don't want to waste my wish on Trump.
No, I want a new TV.
My 30th birthday, I want Trump to not be president.
That would be really lame and a waste when you could ask for just a really big cake.
Yeah, or a magic carpet.
Yeah, good point. Well, that's all we've got time for on the facts. So that was our Trump check-in. Let's see how all of those stories pan out.
Task Force.
So it hasn't been all bad news this week, has it?
No. I'm back.
What's been... Yeah.
Sorry. Out of tax reform.
Abby went and made herself a light
She got herself a cup of tea. She's made herself a little toasty. She's back in the game.
She's back in the room. So, Abby, what happened this week?
Finally, we know that Harry proposed to Meghan. She said yes. They had the official photo shoot in Kensington Palace.
No.
The date's been announced, May 2018. Just over the moon, to be honest.
That's so sweet, isn't it? Young love, hey?
I think it's a great story. It warms the heart. How did he do it? What was the ring? All of that? What was the details?
Oh, are you asking me?
Absolutely.
Well, you said you were all over it when I asked.
I just feel like everyone knows, but reiterate. So it's a lovely gold ring. That's her favourite, yellow gold.
Is it yellow gold?
Yeah. And
I'm just going to start looking this out. I don't need to, do I?
So it's got three diamonds. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Rory, but I feel like two are from Princess Diana's old tiara and one is from Africa, their favourite African country, which
Botswana.
I can't remember. Botswana, exactly. Isn't that sentimental?
That is so cute.
I love it.
Very thoughtful of him. And they were having a little roast chicken, weren't they, at their house? And then he sort of said...
Went down on one knee.
Oh, get your mind out of the gutter. This is a princess.
And there's the ring.
Oh, my God, it's turned into a carry-on film. Abby, I'm sure you're all over this as well. She's not going to be Princess... What's her name? I'm terrible.
Meghan Markle.
She's not going to be Princess Meghan, is she?
She's not. Actually, I think her real name is Catherine, guys. Oh, no, that's Kate Middleton. Her real name's not Meghan, though. That's the stage name. But she's going to be granted a Duchess title. I think it's Duchess of... can't quite remember. But no, she's not officially going to be a princess. They might allow herself to call herself one, though.
I think allowed to call herself Princess Harry.
Princess Harry?
That is what she's allowed
That's
to do.
That's not.
True. Because she doesn't come from royal blood. It's the same for Kate. If Kate wants to call herself a princess, she has to be called Princess Will. Liam.
Oh, yeah, but she's the people's princess, isn't she?
No, that was Diana.
Well...
we can't be calling Meghan the people's princess already. She's
The son's already tried. No, the son's already tried. Because did you see, she picked up one of her fans' gloves yesterday when they went to do the meet and greet, and they were like, this is the first sign, she's the next people's princess.
What, Meghan Markle?
Yeah.
Not Kate?
I feel like Kate's also got the title. Yeah. If you like them, they're your princess.
Oh, God. They're
both beautiful.
We all find a way of ruining everything, don't we? Within 5 minutes, oh, she's the people's princess. Ruined.
ruined the legacy in Princess Diana.
But have you seen how much excitement there is in America over the fact that, obviously, she is a woman of colour, and that they, all the, black American women are delighted about this because they think that, and I agree, in this climate of Trump, how wonderful that Meghan is breaking down previously built up barriers.
Yeah, and how wonderful that no one's giving a poo what colour they are.
Exactly. No one's even mentioned it. I read that and I was like, oh yeah, amazing.
Most people are looking at what Suits is and they're probably going to start watching it.
Oh, stop it, or they will not be disappointed, I can tell you that much.
well, I've had a call, obviously.
Ring.
From Prince William.
Okay, cool.
And so I said, "Your Royal Highness, good to hear from you again." Uh-huh. And what can I do for you? And he said, "I've had the call up."
Good to hear from you again. When have you previously spoken to him?
I can't tell you about that because that was private royal matters, but. let's just say we were lucky that last wedding went ahead.
I need a really good playlist. For my party.
Let's just say I pulled a few strings for him back in the day. So he said he's had the call up, and I said, "Oh, do go on." And he said, "Harry's asked me to be his best man." And I said, "Well, I think we were all expecting that, mate. But so you should have been preparing for this for a while."
Is that official, by the way?
It is. No. Do not tell anyone outside of this podcast, because this is an exclusive. But William is going to be Harry's best man.
Amazing.
Bombshell. I heard it directly from the prince himself. So he's like, "Rory, you've been on a few stags." I said, "Guilty." And you got to help me plan. And so I said, "Give me a couple of hours. I've got a podcast with Sophie and Abby. I'll bring this up with them. We'll talk about it. We'll come up with some details for Harry's stag. So I need you two to help me with this. What are your thoughts?"
Okay, amazing. I mean, I've never planned a stag before. I've only planned a hen.
Right. We can learn from this.
You've only planned a hen. But I think sometimes I wish I could plan a stag. But then... right, what sort of guy? Are we going what's that quote from, is it from Little Britain? Or what's that quote from...
Let's not quote Little Britain on this podcast. if we can avoid it, please. Well, so I guess first...
What's that quote? It's not from Little Britain. Maybe it's Gavin and Stacey or something. They're like, "Tits, I've got one word for you, Budapest." Yeah. Tits, something, something.
It's one word stag, two words Prague. Three word tits.
Yeah, that's what it is. Now, are we going for that vibe, or are we going to go for sod it? What's gender? Let's say we could send him on a spa weekend if he wants to. But I know Harry's a wild man.
No. It's got to be a real send off for him, I think.
Nervous about this because Harry always gets in trouble. When
I know he wore that Nazi thing.
Nazi outfit. Do you remember the Vegas photos that leaked?
What happened there?
I can't remember if he was naked or not.
He was very naked. He was naked. And he was I think he was using a woman to shield his private
parts. What a legend. Just go for it, man. Enjoy it. While you're young.
Yes, so Meghan's laid down some rules. She said no Vegas.
For the stag?
Yeah.
What about fancy dress?
Fancy dress is totally allowed, but not Nazi. Everyone has said no Nazi outfits, no more.
everyone should learn from that anyway, really. I think everyone did. I think the whole English population learned from that.
Not Paul Hollywood. He was caught the other week.
Was he?
I still haven't forgotten, Paul. You may have got away with it, but I'll never forget. I'm going to continue to...
what twinkly eyes. To
burn that torch. Paul Hollywood, the... the Nazi sympathiser. Be careful when you eat his bread.
What about...
Yeah?
Sorry, what were you going to say?
No, do go on.
Excuse me. What about a boat?
Oh, yeah. Where? Like a canal boat?
No, you've done a canal boat. Harry can't do a canal boat.
What? Because I'm... it's uncouth.
You want it simple, don't you? Because you've done it before and you know how... you've got the contacts already.
No, I want this bespoke for Harry. I do know a good guy in Oxford, but... what, are you thinking a broad boat? Are you thinking we go...
No, I'm talking like a motor yacht. I'm talking like a massive motor yacht, like a big party on a boat, like a boat party.
What, are we going to like Cannes or something, or...?
I mean, yeah, he probably likes those sorts of places. It's really annoying, isn't it? Because you just don't know what he's like as a person. What do you, can we
oh,
have a
I think
like...
everyone likes to think they know what Harry's like. He's life and soul.
Yeah.
I think he'll have a good gang. He'll have a good bunch of lads, I reckon.
Okay.
Assuming I get an invite, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, this is not... I don't think we're refining it down. So he's going to have a big gang of lads, and he's good fun. I definitely understand what he likes.
Yeah, there's 12. No, there's 15 of them. Imagine they're all sort of laddish. They've all got sort of stupid.
Are they getting stupid t-shirts?
They've all got nicknames like Nobber and.
What would you put as his name, Abby?
What do you reckon Harry's?
The Prince of. The penis prince, or
no, it's got to be something like ginger nut, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure ginger snap or ginger snap.
Carrot top. That's what his friends would call him.
Yeah,
carrot top. That's lovely.
I know, because he is a lovely man.
Yeah, but he wants something dirty. I'm sorry. Carrot knob.
Ginger pubes.
Ginger pubes is pretty classic.
Yeah, there we go.
So ginger pubes on tour with his brother, Bald Eagle.
Oh, love that.
Yeah.
Is the dad allowed on the stag?
Oh, Charlie?
Well, or James Hewitt. You never know. Oh, allegedly. That's going to be some stag banter on the boat.
Allegedly. I spoke to someone recently who allegedly knew Charlie. Said what a lovely, funny chap he was. And I was shocked by it because I thought he'd be really dull. And he said he was absolutely, he was very, very lovely, very kind of like writes poetry and is very kind of warm and very kind of in touch with that kind of side.
Oh, we can't have any of that on the stag. We can't be writing poems.
Hey! Yeah, fuck that. We just want tits, we want beer, and we want pussy.
Yeah. No, that's the real last hurrah, right?
Charles
is off the guest list. Like you said, Will's been asking about the guest list. Is there any sort of like celebs we think sort of need to be included here?
I read an article yesterday, of course, about the top 10 people that are likely to be best man.
Oh, really?
Guys, I know the names. Okay. Guy Pelly.
Who's that?
He's the one that got Harry in trouble an awful lot in their youth, but he's married and settled down now. But absolute lad.
He's become a boring person.
Just stable. Yeah.
Okay, boring.
Yeah, he's off the list. He's
for me, Rory called boring.
Yeah. Who else have we got in contention?
Oh, it's just a lot of posh people, to be honest. Can't quite remember the other names.
Do you know what posh people
socialites
like?
Socialites.
Yeah, I've worked out what posh people like. So posh people like, because we went to Exeter, didn't we?
Yes.
So posh people like pink, like wearing pink.
Oh yeah, pink chinos.
Pink chinos, boat chinos, boat shoes.
Yeah.
Like polo neck, Fred Perry polo neck.
Yeah. So they like doing that, and they like girls with like big hair.
Mm-hmm.
And they, what else do they like? They like drinking beers and putting them on their head upside down at the end.
Yes.
This isn't just posh people, I know, but I'm just trying to think of my university days of the posh people when we were there.
I think this is why we're struggling.
They like cheese evenings.
Okay.
And Well, rugby, I think, and sport with the lads.
We would organise a terrible stag, mate. This isn't...
I really think we're not going to be great at this. Like, I want to do weird stag for me.
Robbie, what would you do?
Canal boat with a stripper.
No. How dare you? I think, because the general rule is if the wedding's in the UK, you're allowed to do an abroad stag, aren't you?
Is that what it is? Is that the rule?
I think that's one of the rules. So I think we'd go abroad. Obviously, yeah, we'd avoid Vegas. Where would we go?
Because how many stags have you been on in the last couple of years, like ever?
I don't know, maybe 10?
It's more than that, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely feels like more.
10 in the last year, probably.
Yeah, no, five this year, and I'd say they all. Okay. I think that you've just got to do something that's for a successful stag. You'll do something that's true to the stag, something that will be a mixture of them loving it and hating it. So things that we know Harry likes. He likes Meghan. So, but she won't be there.
Okay. So a Mr. and Mrs. Quiz.
he likes army stuff.
He does like, maybe, a helicopter. He likes thrills, doesn't he?
Yeah, maybe I'll get him on the
paintballing.
Tough Mudder.
What about paintballing in Hungary?
I like it. He won't be expecting that.
Yeah.
Like, we'll do paintballing. We'll paint the prince, we'll call it, and we'll get him for a solid couple of hours, and then we'll go for
You could probably do one way cooler than just like paintballing in England. You could do it like with them almost like a I'm a Celebrity Jungle-esque, like fly them in teams and have proper enemy and, no guns, no actual ammo, just paint. And they'd have all like the added extras that you can't ever afford to get when you go paintballing, like the grenade and the smoke bomb and...
No expense spared for Harry.
No.
And then we can do something nice. We can go to one of those outdoor baths afterwards.
Yes, perfect. Oh, nice. And they could probably have some Hungarian... Do they drink bull's blood there? Is that an
I mean, they can. I can make it happen. We can...
They sell it in Lidl, I overheard this week, actually.
They've started selling bull's blood in Lidl.
I think so. I'm going to check it out.
And why on earth...
In a wine.
Okay, right. Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think... I mean, these are some ideas. This is going to vaguely help Will. He's probably not going to want to go too crazy. He's got a couple of kids now, hasn't he, Will?
Yeah.
Well, he's got one on the way.
Just because they've got kids doesn't mean they're not down for partying, though. Sometimes they need to let themselves go.
Yeah. To be fair, it's always it's always the married ones and the dads that really go for it on these stags.
Do you think though, it really is, isn't it? Do you think because of that, then maybe they'll fly to Hungary, do this epic paintballing thing, have a little bath with some shots of bull's blood, and then maybe just get home in time for dinner?
Or just conk out, have some goulash, off to bed.
Yeah, a bit of goulash, bit of a meal up at the in the palace.
Yeah.
No, that's such a lame. That'd be so lame. Like we've done all the nice things. What's the bad thing? Like that, I think that's quite interesting. I think if you were only arranging a hen, she wouldn't do that.
Yeah, probably make some sort of horrible montage of bad films that Meghan's been in. Make him watch it.
That could really destroy the marriage, though.
Yeah, from the off. So Abby, are you excited about this wedding then? Are you going to be going to Windsor or wherever it is?
Well, have you seen Devo? We haven't got a bank holiday, but it's going to be on a weekend.
Is it?
Apparently. Yeah, it's my friend's wedding the same weekend. So, I mean, I'm going to be distracted, guys. I'll be Googling the dress every 5 minutes.
Honestly. You're going to be live streaming another wedding at a wedding.
Exactly. Sorry, you go.
I was just saying, there's always someone at the back of a wedding watching the football, isn't there?
That's going to be me.
It's going to be you.
But Googling the wedding dress. Cannot wait. Honestly, wasn't Kate and Will's wedding genuinely one of the best days of your life? I'd say top five for me. I loved it.
I mean, this is where we're quite different, isn't it? Like, I don't think I've got nothing in me is excited.
I was in Hyde Park at 7 a.m.
Was that day?
Yeah.
You made me go to the Jubilee. I remember that day.
Oh, yeah. That was a great year.
Oh, my God. They tipped me along to the Jubilee, and I always do these things, and I hate them. And I know that when I go, I have a nice time, but I hate them.
You had a lovely time.
I had a lovely time.
We all painted British flags on our cheeks.
I know.
It was grand.
I had a good time.
You'll be really annoyed at me, Abby, but I slept through it.
Stop it. Where is your sense of patriotism?
I really just didn't set an alarm.
Honestly,
guys, I was on the 5 a.m. train from Kent to get there, Hyde Park, for the big screens. I love it.
Oh, are you gonna you're gonna be in pieces when the Queen dies?
Oh no, don't. I'll be signing the Book of Condolence, 100%.
Just to put the Queen's mind at ease in advance, that there will be some well wishes from Abby when she pops up. Right.
Don't mind me, Liz. I'll be there.
Well, that's all we've got time for on Task Force, though, sadly. So we have to go back to Will and say we've got some loose plans. We're going to Hungary. Let me take care of the rest. That way I'm securing myself.
I would say get us a bit of time with Harry, and then we can do something a bit more bespoke.
We're going to workshop something with Harry. Get us access to the man. Cool. Well, thank you both.
Thanks, Rory.
Quiz?
Quiz. You guys ready to quiz?
Are we? Jesus, this is what we've been waiting for.
It's why you showed up, isn't it?
Yep.
Cool. Well, you know how it works. One of you say your name if you know the answer, and I'll tell you if you're right. This is a little practice for the pub quiz next week.
Excellent.
Me asking questions that I'm not sure about the answer to, and no one knowing the answer. Question number one.
We can cheat here, can we?
Yeah, we can just use these for next week. Question number one. Which takeaway food is going to be outlawed across Europe by the EU? The bastards. Takeaway. Quite drunken takeaway.
Sophie.
Someone shouted kebabs and someone shouted Sophie.
I said Sophie. Is it Donna Kebabs?
Correct. Point to Sophie.
For
following process.
Yeah, mate. Talk about process.
If the Remainers were still remaining, they'd want to be leaving now that we know about this Doner Kebab fiasco. Apparently, kebabs contain too many phosphates.
Oh. What's the place that does amazing kebabs, though, the country?
Turkey.
Yeah.
They can't get rid of them there. It's a delicacy.
Yeah. Turkey's fine. Question number two. In other takeaway news, which online takeaway company is now worth more than Sainsbury's?
Abby
went first.
Just Eat.
Point to Abby.
Yes.
What would you have said?
It's now on the FTSE 100. So well done, Just Eat.
Well done, Just Eat. I don't actually order stuff from there. I don't trust it.
Oh, I love them.
Again, you guys are so different. How do you get on? I just don't know. From different worlds.
That's what's so great about it.
Question number three. The top baby names of 2017 were revealed this week. Which girl name held on to the top spot for another year?
Sophie.
Yep.
Emma?
No.
Abby?
Yep.
Is that actually?
No, it's definitely not. I think it's...
Oh, you're saying Abby just as a...
Oh, no,
question.
I can't think of a girl's name.
I thought you were like Abby.
Awful. Sophie.
Right, are you answering? No, now I'm confused.
She said Abby.
My answer is Sophie.
You're not trying to push Sophie to answer. Okay, it's not Sophie, it's not Emma, it's not Abby. It is. Do you want to know or do you want one more guess?
One more.
But stop the dead air. That's my only ask.
Sorry, it's really hard because there is a slight delay, so I do apologise to the listeners. I think we're overlapping a bit. Elizabeth?
No, it's not 1953.
Ruth!
Megan.
It's Olivia.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It bloody is.
Olivia's been number one for years. Question number four. According to scientists in Sweden, what should you buy if you want to live longer?
Abby.
Yep.
But sorry, that was pure impulse.
Was it? You just wanted to get in there. You don't have an answer.
Garlic.
not garlic.
She said it so confidently. You should have seen the pose she did after she did that. She took her hair back and arched her neck forward.
really nailed it. Sophie's got one, I'll tell you that. It's a living thing.
Get a dog.
Yeah, get a dog.
Yeah! Oh. He's here, actually.
Yeah, so Sophie wins twice. Not only she got the question right, and she's going to live longer than you, Abby.
Yeah. Oh, wow, I've been happy.
I lived a good life.
It's fine.
Question number four. What is the wobbling willy?
It's funny, whatever it is. Hello. The wobbling willy.
No idea, mate.
Sophie. Like a metronome?
Oh, sadly not. If I told you it was on the Metro, I found this on the Metro website.
What is the wobbling willy?
Okay, I'm going to have to tell you. It's you send this company a photo of your face, and then they'll make a little bobblehead that they'll attach to a dildo so that...
A bobblehead attached to a dildo.
So you can own a dildo with your loved one's head attached to it so that you get to look at them.
No.
Hang on. Oh, the other end of it.
Yeah.
How far does that, can you actually see that?
Well, I'm still waiting for mine to arrive in the post, so I can't. I can't give you dimensions, but.
What's it called? What's the website?
Just Google the wobbling willy, and we now know a literal stocking filler. So
wow, yeah. Brilliant. Excellent. Oh, can't wait for Christmas.
Yeah, big time. So Sophie wins 2-1. Congratulations, Sophie.
That's embarrassing for you, Abby.
That's so embarrassing. Only because I forgot to say my own name first, though. Yeah. Otherwise we'd have drawn.
And once again, rules proceed.
Yeah, that is law and order on This Might Be The News.
That's absolutely my game.
Thank you both for joining me on this week's episode. Thank you, listeners, for joining us for the last 40-something minutes. And if you do enjoy the podcast, please do tell your friends all about it.
And come to our pub quiz.
Yeah, do that. It's going to be really fun. We're gonna do some really stupid stuff. And there's going to be absolutely no justice in who gets points and who wins this thing. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think that's fair to say. And also, I think there'll just be some lovely little moments. Plus, it'd be nice to have a little drink.
Oh, yeah. And a catch up. Put some faces to the names and the voices. Anyway, see you next week.
Bye.